With over 500 high-performance products in the EvoStick range, you may need a bigger van. EvoStick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.
Hello everybody and welcome to this week's EvoStick NPL show. I'm Ben and coming up over the course of the next hour or so, I don't know how we're going to fit it all in, but we're going to try. We're going to be discussing all the results from this past week in the league. We're also going to be joined by Steve Burr at Stafford Rangers. We're also going to hear the post-match thoughts of Graham Fenton at South Shields. Paul Carden is coming on at Warrington, plus making his debut on the show, Grantham Town's Ian Culverhouse. And later we're going to be discussing... In fact, we're going to dedicate a whole half of the show to the FA Cup. We've got Andrew Simpson coming on for a fixture preview from the Mid-Cheshire Guardian. And we're also going to be joined by the managers at Morpeth, Trafford, Cone and at Chasetown. But before all of that, joining us, it's the best guest of them all from the Northern Premier League. He's a social media officer. He's James Hayes. Hello, James. How are they?
Afternoon, Ben. How are you doing?
I'm all good. So because I've got a mad week this week, because... I don't know, football just comes out of nowhere, doesn't it? We're recording this bit of the show on Wednesday afternoon. Just a bit of disclaimer there in case there's any breaking news or anything. So, James, we've got you on to talk about the league and the Premier Division. And we are now six games into the season, which means we're over halfway to the point we can say 10 games in, let's try and make sense of it all. But we're not there yet, but we can still start to see glimmers of what's going on when it comes to the league and that kind of thing. Gainsborough Trinity out in front at the moment, 1 point clear, a good 3-1 win over Lancaster City on Saturday afternoon, followed up by a very credible 1-1 draw away at Farsley Celtic. It's been a good weekend for Gainsborough.
Yeah, I mean, that was the first tough game that they've had this season, first opposition they've had who finished in the top half of the table from last year.
The team in second position, 1 point behind them now, is South Shields. South Shields on Saturday got a thumping 4-0 victory against Nantwich Town, following that up on Tuesday evening with a cracking result away at Bowerfold. It finished Stalybridge Celtic 0, South Shields 1, and South Shields now very much kicking into gear. And following that victory on Tuesday evening away at Stalybridge Celtic, Graham Fenton caught up with South Shields TV channel.
So Graham, the first away win of the season, how pleased was that one?
That was brilliant, yeah, really pleasing. We... I thought the lads started really bright tonight. First half an hour, we shifted them about so well. We were bright, we caused them a few problems, and they had to defend well, and they did. Maybe had a couple of situations where we could have capitalised and we didn't quite get there, but you know, that today the lads showed different sides to the game. So started really well for half an hour, and then second half was just pure grit and determination, working hard for each other, covering each other, putting tackles in, winning headers. And then that one little bit of quality to win the game.
It's early days, but you're sitting on the table now as well. That must be a pleasing sight for you.
It is, yeah. You know, all the doom and gloom around the place after two away defeats, and you know, this whatever's been said now. But you know, it's not a bad start to the season. We're in a new league, a tough league, and we're second after six games. So yeah, listen, long may it continue.
The FA Cup starts on Saturday. We're going to Gawthorpe Town at Mariners Park. How much looking forward to that game and getting the FA Cup?
Always look forward to the FA Cup. It's, if you don't look forward to the FA Cup, you're really struggling. You shouldn't be involved in the game. It's a magnificent competition, no matter what level you play at. We've just said, the lads put it in their heads already. The FA Cup chucks up upset after upset after upset. Whichever round it is, whatever level, it chucks up upsets, and we've got to make sure that we're not the one. We'll probably go into the game favourites, being at home against the opposition from a lower league, but we can't kind of let that portray itself in terms of arrogance or complacency. We have to go out, do the same job as we've done over the last couple of games, and really make it difficult for them.
Joint manager there, Graham Fenton, speaking to South Shields TV following that victory away at Stalybridge Celtic. Been a very good couple of days for South Shields. It's also been a good couple of days as well for Warrington Town. They're in third position, 2 points behind Gainsborough Trinity. Good win on Saturday, 5-0 away win against North Ferriby United. And then on Tuesday evening, a very good 2-0 win against Workington. We'll hear from Paul Carden in a second. But South Shields and Warrington kicking into gear, James.
Yes, South Shields coming back from that 3-0 defeat to North Ferriby last weekend. Fantastic signing they made in the midweek as well in the form of Ben Hampson. For Warrington Town, they're 5 unbeaten now. And again, looking like they're going to be doing something this season, especially with the signings that they made recently.
Well, let's see what Paul Carden has to say. On Wednesday afternoon, I caught up with the manager at Warrington Town.
Yeah, it's been, you know, obviously the first game was a poor performance from us, if I'm being honest. But, you know, it was kind of without making excuses. It was, we had, I think, 3 players we brought in the last week before the season started. We planned to start the season with Jack McGrath and Dave Raven, who were going to be key for us, who we didn't have because of international clearance. So, and we played a tough team in Farsley, and we didn't play well. I'll be honest with you, Farsley were the better team and deserved the win. But since then, we had a good away result at Lancaster, had a couple of draws over the bank holiday weekend, and then obviously this weekend we beat Ferriby away and beat Workington at home. So it's starting to come together, and you know, I'm pleased with how we've been of late.
Now, I hope you did have a nice summer, got a holiday somewhere, because I think you earned it after last season. It was a bit of a slog, wasn't it?
And up and down season.
I mean, how has the summer been?
Yeah, well, you know, same as usual, really. You know, when you're in this job, it doesn't stop. You know, you're constantly on the phone, you're constantly meeting players, you're weighing things up, working things out budget-wise and seeing what you can do and who you can target and what have you. And to be honest, it's probably busier than the season. At least you've got the games to take your mind off things, and they just take care of themselves. But no, we had a long slog last season. We had 62 games, and that was just the league, the FA Trophy and the FA Cup. That was not including the League Cup and the sort of local senior cup. So we had a long slog, but you know, we've learned from it, and you know, I'm confident this season of being able to manage it and try and go one better, certainly in the league.
Now, admittedly, we're only 6 games into the season, so it is very early doors. But
yeah.
But what's your take of the competition? I mean, Gainsborough seem to be trying to do an Altrincham and bouncing back this season, first time round. Then you've got the Step 4 sides who've joined the league. And then you've got old friends like Buxton and Whitby who seem to be geeing themselves up this year. I mean, what's your take on the competition, who the runners and riders are?
I don't think you'd be too far away with what you've just said. I do think obviously there's 12 less points to play for in the league, but I do actually think that the total to win, the total points to win the league and to get promotion will be less. Now I know that's obvious because there's 12 less points, but I think it'll be less points per game, just the ratio of it, because I think there's a lot of patchy teams in it, you know, teams who've had to rebuild like ourselves, teams who've come up with big expectation who may not know the league, and teams that have come down with big expectation, who don't know the league. So I think the start was evident. I think there was only, after 3 games, there was only one team who could get maximum points. Like always, you know, the consistent teams will obviously be the ones who succeed, and hopefully we can be one of them.
And that's the league put to one side for this weekend, though. It's Burscoe this weekend in the FA Cup. Already touched upon the past exploits of the club. What would an FA Cup run mean for Warrington at this time? Is it a distraction, or is it something where you could build momentum from it?
No, I never look at them as distractions, because, you know, people say, oh, it's a distraction from the league, we want to concentrate from the league. It's good saying that when you go out, because you have to sort of try and dress it up that you've lost, and it's, you know, there's a reason behind losing, that we can just concentrate on the league. But anyone who's got anything about them in football wants to win football matches, and if you're to be a successful team, you have to win, and you'd have to win football matches in whatever competition. So that's where it is. But obviously the prize money's gone up in the FA Cup this year, so you know, the further you get in it, obviously the more money you're going to get. So, you know, from a monetary point of view, it's obviously important, but from a footballing point of view, you want to win football matches, and good teams do that.
So, Paul Carden there, manager at Warrington Town, and as James alluded to earlier, 5 games unbeaten now in the league into third position. Also on 11 points, sitting in fourth position, we've got Scarborough. Scarborough beat Hyde United by 3-2 at Ewan Fields on Saturday afternoon. Cracking result. Followed that up on Tuesday evening with a 3-1 home win against North Ferriby United in front of a crowd of over 1,100 there at the Flamingoland Stadium. All the goals, though, come in the second half, James, in the last 20-odd minutes.
Yeah, if North Ferry would really give him a good goal, but Scarborough picked up them from last season straight away. Michael Skousen with a fantastic goal at Highwood.
And also joining Scarborough and Warrington on 11 points is Buxton. Buxton, too, have had a great weekend. They beat Michelover Sports by 3-1 away on Saturday afternoon and followed that up on Tuesday evening by beating Basford United by 1-0. So not a shabby weekend at all there in the Peak District for Buxton. And Grantham. Grantham have also kicked into gear. A very good weekend for them. Grantham on 11 points now, just sitting outside the playoffs. They beat Marine by 2-0. More on Marine in a second or two. And then they followed that up on Tuesday night by beating Michelover Sports by 2-1. So Grantham Town kicking into gear. And on Thursday, I caught up with the manager at Grantham Town. Here's Ian Culverhouse.
Yeah, the boys have been tremendous. We've worked really, really hard on the training field and they're producing it slowly onto the field now. We still like to be a little bit better in possession of the ball, but we're slowly getting there and the results are testament to the boys are putting their work in.
I mean, it's been a pre-season of change at the club. The last couple of years has been tremendous, really, knocking on the door of the playoffs and then getting into the playoffs and what happened last season. What was your expectation and what's been the challenges over pre-season to maintain that momentum at the club?
Well, it's been really, it's a season of change, really. Players have moved on, success brings change. I think everyone knows that Grantham don't work to the biggest budget in the world, so we have to cut our cord accordingly. So there's been a few players that have gone out and a few players that come in, so it's a little bit of a transition year. But trying to establish an identity at the football club of how we want to play and trying to introduce some of the younger players into the squad now, because they've got a fantastic setup at Grantham with the academy and so forth. So we're just looking to progress the football club and make a pathway from the academy to the first team.
That said, I know it's early days, but you must be very encouraged by the start that's been made to the season. What's your expectations for what Grantham can achieve this year?
Well, we don't know. We're taking one game at a time, the old cliche, and we're seeing how far it can take us. But what I'm looking for this year is that consistency in our performance. We haven't hit that yet, so that might take a little while, but as long as we're consistent in the way we perform and we're competitive, we go into every game being as competitive as we can be, that's all I can ask for, really.
I mean, the challenge is this season for the likes of Grantham and I'll throw Warrington into the mix as well as Farsley and the like, is the fact that, you know, the expectations there that maybe carry on that momentum. Altrincham's left the division. That said, we've got the likes of Gainsborough joining us from above and all the promise from Step 4. I mean, it's a tough division this year, isn't it?
Yeah, there's big teams in there with big budgets. A few of the clubs have put some money behind them and that. But we're, like I said before, we're sensible here. We know our limitations of what we can do and what we can't do. So we'll just keep level and try and produce the players as much as we can and see what happens as the season rolls on.
And just before you go, Ian, you could park the league to one side this weekend. We'll let you. It's Davidson Town away in the FA Cup. The prize money's gone up, and we talked about budgets here. The prize money's very handy, but as is a cup run, I suppose, for momentum and that kind of thing. What are you expecting from Daventry and what are you expecting from the FA Cup?
Oh, it's going to be a tough game. They've started the league really, really well. The scoring goals. I know they took a defeat last week in the trophy or the bars. But no, it's going to be a hard game, very competitive. Obviously, we're missing Tom Batchelor as well, who sustained a knee injury in our last fixture. So it will test us, but we're going there in good form and we're looking forward to the challenge.
So Ian Culverhouse joining us there. But it all started off for Grantham on Saturday by beating Marine by 2-0. And shortly after that, Tommy Lawson, James, announced his resignation from the club. We wish Tommy Lawson all the best.
Yeah, indeed. So I always had to see Tommy go. People have said the same when he left Skelmersdale when they were in the Premier Division a couple of years ago. He's a fantastic manager and he's well known in the non-league game. Hopefully be back in the Northern Premier League very, very soon anyway.
Absolutely. Now, Whitby Town have dropped out of the playoff positions, but as we said, it's only six games in. Don't head for the lifeboats just yet. But Saturday, Whitby Town 1, Hensford Town 2. Great result that for Hensford. Hensford now up to 9 points in the league, sitting in mid-table. But Whitby did bounce back on Tuesday, beating Matlock Town by 3-0 in front of a crowd of 400 there in Derbyshire. So not bad at all. Basford United in 8th position on 9 points. We obviously covered the Basford result against Buxton midweek, but we should say Basford did have a great result on Saturday, beating Farsley Celtic by 4-3. Proving the up and down nature of the league, James. It's all over the place. You can't really make head and tail of it at the moment, to be fair. Bamber Bridge on Saturday, they beat Witton Albion by 2-0 and then drew 1-1 with Lancaster City on Tuesday. The first point of the season there for Lancaster, James.
Yeah, but Bamber's still the only unbeaten team in the Premier Division.
And we should say we have asked a couple of questions, obviously, of the likes of Warrington and Grantham about the FA Cup this weekend. But just to say, we are doing a proper fixture preview with Andrew Simpson very shortly, where we'll also be hearing from some of the Division 1 sides, Morpeth, Trafford, Cone and Tadcaster, all joining us on this week's Evo Stick NPL show. But back to the Premier Division, and a great weekend for Stafford Rangers. Stafford Rangers beat Stalybridge Celtic by 2-0 on Saturday, and they followed that up midweek by beating the aforementioned Hensford Town by 3-1 at Keys Park. So this seems like a good opportunity to welcome back to the show. Here's Steve Burr.
Yeah, I mean, we couldn't have asked for any more. We got off to we got up and running last Saturday against Stalybridge, and then obviously to follow that up with the derby win on Tuesday against Hensford, we were delighted with that win. So and it's put sort of a indifferent start to the season into a half decent start, but we've still got a lot to do yet with the squad. We're learning about them as we go on, as they are with me, and how I want them to play. So, I mean, there's still a lot of work to be done, but there's been some good signs, which has been pleasing.
Now, admittedly, we are very early days. I mean, despite that up and down start you mentioned there, you're only 3 points from the playoffs. So it's very, very, very early days. How's pre-season been? Because obviously it's a new role for yourself, a lot of things to juggle and that kind of thing. How's recruitment been and all that palaver?
Well, it's been quite good, and the pre-season went well, and there's some good signs. And then, but I always say, until the real stuff gets underway, when there's points to play for, then you find out a lot more. So, like I say, we've still got a lot to do. There are new squad of players, and hey, getting to know one another. But we've got a good there's a good atmosphere about the place, and there has been since the summer. We're looking okay, but I say there's still a lot of stuff that we need to do to improve, but the good signs are over the last week. We have seen little flashes in the early opening games where we've looked good, and then there's been stuff that hasn't been so good. So it's still early days yet, but we'll get there with them. We'll get there. We might need a few additions as we go along, but as I say, reasonably pleased at the minute how things are going.
Let's talk about the FA Cup, because all eyes on the FA Cup this weekend. You've got an away trip to Grimsby Borough. Mm-hmm. What do you know about Grimsby Borough and what they're going to be bringing to the table this weekend?
Well, I mean, a potential banana skin all over it, isn't it? And we're hoping that won't happen. But we know about Grimsby Borough. There's a couple of lads there that have been played at the highest level football league and playing for them now. So, I mean, it's one of those where they seem to be a fast up-and-coming club. They knocked Warrington out last year. So we know that we have to be right, and we want a cup run as much as they do. So and we'll be doing everything we can to get through. But no, we'll give them the respect that they deserve, obviously, and we have got reports on them. So we know it's going to be a difficult one there, because it's a big one for them, and one that we've got to just make sure that we're right, so we're not the ones that come 5 o'clock are licking our wounds.
And finally, Steve, I saw the press conference when you were first unveiled as manager. What's the mood like at Marston Road heading into this season?
Well, the mood's been great, and there is a good buzz about the place. And the press conference I was quite taken aback, really, about the amount of people who actually turned up to wish me well and stuff. The supporters, I mean, the support's tremendous. I mean, we went up to Hensford the other night, and we took over 400 supporters there. So I know the capabilities and the potential of the club. It's fallen away over the years. I mean, both Stafford and Hensford, I look at them as two old clubs that I played for. And, you know, it's sad, really, that they have dropped down as low as they have. And it's now my job to try and get Stafford back up there and try and get them competing at the right end of the non-league. But it's a difficult one because money plays a big part. And, you know, from what the manager had last year there, the budget has been cut. So, I mean, we know how difficult it's going to be. But, you know, if we use it in the right way and try and be prudent with the money, then I'm happy that, you know, bringing young lads in with a bit of mix of old heads, then we can have a good season.
Steve Burr there, manager at Stafford Rangers, joining us on the Evo Stick NPL show. Just a couple more results to talk about. We obviously mentioned Witton Albion on Saturday getting beat by Bamber Bridge, and they did bounce back somewhat on Tuesday evening, drawing 0-0 with managerless Marine there at Winsham Park. I think we've nearly covered everything there, James, actually. Is that everything done? I'm trying to think.
No, it was Hyde and Nantwich.
Hyde and Nantwich is the only result we've not mentioned yet from Tuesday, and that finished Nantwich Town 1, Hyde United 1. Tom Greaves getting his first goal in Hyde United colours, and James Laurie getting a very important equaliser there for Nantwich Town at the death, sharing the points there. Nantwich Town 1, Hyde United 1. And I think we've covered everything. Yes, we have. So there we go. That's good, isn't it?
Yeah, fair enough.
James Hayes, thank you for joining us, James. Is the housekeeping we need to talk about, or is everything all good?
Just with the FA Cup, good luck to all the teams this coming weekend as well, and congratulations to all those who've won their Player of the Month in the Bowlands Brewery Player of the Month Award.
So a big thank you to James Hayes there joining us for a look back at the last 7 days or so when it comes to the NPL Premier Division. But it's now time to draw a line under the league and talk about the glitz, the glamour, And the cherry on the cake for a lot of sides, and that's the FA Cup. It's the first qualifying round this weekend, and joining me now for a look through every single bleeding fixture, we're now joined from the Midchester Guardian by the wonderful, it's Mr. Andrew Simpson. Hello, Simo, how's things?
I'm all right, and I'm here for the glitz and the glamour.
That's right, indeed you are. Right, so obviously, we should say there's a Division 1 show out on this very platform. And on there, we've got loads of interviews as well with other managers taking part in the FA Cup this weekend. But we're going to start this off by talking alphabetically. Coming up in the show, we are going to be joined by the management at Morpeth, Trafford, Conan and at Chasetown. And speaking of Morpeth, Ashton Athletic against Morpeth Town. Ashton Athletic of the North West County, Simo. And yeah. Ashton Athletic already got an NPL scalp, haven't they?
Yes, and it was a great win as well, wasn't it? They came from behind to knock out Skelmersdale, scoring two late goals. And it's probably been the highlight of their season so far, because they've not got going at all in the league. They actually occupy bottom place in the table at the moment. But don't be fooled by that. I think they're a slightly better side than that suggests. And also for people who don't remember, these two teams met last season in the FA Vars, when Morpeth were the holders, of course. And Ashton Athletic knocked them out. They beat them 1-0. So there's a little bit of a revenge mission here for Morpeth this weekend.
Oh, Simo, you're good, because I've already spoken to Nick Gray at Morpeth, and that's one of his motivations.
Hey!
Let's hear now from Nick. I caught up with him on Wednesday afternoon. So, Nick, a big thank you for joining us. We'll get to the FA Cup in a second or two, but great start to the season for Morpeth. You must be dead pleased with it.
Yeah, we're delighted. Obviously, we said the first 3 points will be the most difficult, and we tried to get them in the first game, which unfortunately we didn't. Belt scored early doors, and credit them, they defended really well for this game. But we were quite heartened by the game and performance, and we took that in, and we got the first win in the next game at home, and we're back out with another couple of wins since then. So things are in work in progress, but we're really pleased with our progress.
Now, we spoke at the back end of last season in May, and you've had a summer under your belt, and you've now got four league games under your belt as well. I mean, how's that journey from promotion to where we are now at Morpeth? How's that journey been for yourself?
Well, I think the lads are getting used to having to be the travelling. I do think it's helped as a group, being close to each other and getting on with each other and helping each other. And it is more difficult for travelling, especially. I mean, we played West Beach at the weekend, who, you know, they set off at 8 o'clock to come to a step four game, you know, which is really difficult. But I think we're adapting to it. There's been no moaning from the lads or the committee as such, but It does help when you're getting positive results.
Now, we've obviously got you on as well to talk about the FA Cup, a great result against Mask in the last round. This is a tricky game, though, this weekend. It's quite a fair distance to travel. It's away at Ashton Athletic, and they've already got a pedigree for beating MPL sides this season.
Yeah, this time last year, the beat us. I think it was about October, November time, the beat us in the FA Vars, you know. We went down there well prepared, to be fair. And it just didn't happen for us, you know. We conceded a goal in the first 15 minutes. We played quite well, but it was one of the most disappointing results in my time at Motive. And I know there's some lot of lads who were disappointed with the result. And I think maybe one of the reasons why they continue to sign us here, because I think they owed it to the club. We owed a little bit because we should have done better than the Vars last year. But we're looking forward to the Ashton game. You know, we remember how they were after that game, the scenes were for them and how disappointed we were. So we've just got to go there and just continue what we're doing. And if we continue what we're doing, you know, hopefully we'll get a little bit looks. So I think you need in cup competitions, we should be okay.
Nick Gray, their manager at Morpeth Town, joining us on this week's show. So a big good luck to Morpeth against Ashton Athletic. There's an all-MPL affair this weekend, an old MPL affair West as well. Atherton Colls against Kidsgrove Athletic. And we should say on the Division 1 show, we will be hearing from Kidsgrove Athletic. It's an intriguing game, this one, because Kidsgrove had a good start to the season. Atherton, not so much.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a really good game. Kidsgrove, as you point out, they're unbeaten so far, so they're having a good start to the season. They also had a thrilling time in the FA Cup in a replay midweek when they edged past Ramy after a penalty shootout. So they've kind of sneaked through to this stage, but maybe slight favourites over Atherton. You've had a little bit of everything in their start to the season, although their home form's been a little bit shaky. They've lost two of the three games they've played at home. That said, the other one was that 9-1 win against Skem last weekend, which has boosted them up to be joint top scorers in the league. So I think this is going to be a really good tie on Saturday.
Bamba Bridge against Tadcaster Albion. Well, this is a big banana skin, this, for Renault's side.
Yeah, it could be. I was able to see them up close last weekend when they played against Witten. They ran out 2-0 winners, worthy winners. I was quite impressed with Bamba Bridge. And they've made a pretty decent adjustment so far too. The Northern Premier League's top flight. In fact, they're the only team in the top flight yet to lose a game, which is a nice little feather in their cap. They had a really good win in the last round away to Stocksbridge as well, didn't they? So I fancy Tadcaster's chances more if they were at home. Bamba Bridge, so, so good at home. So they do go into the game as favourites. But yeah, they'll need to just be a little bit careful.
Elsewhere, and it's Buxton travelling to our old friends, Barwell.
Yeah.
And I've missed this. But just to let everyone know at Buxton, if you're travelling to Barwell, try the burger. Simmel.
It's like NPL gold, this one, isn't it? I had a little look to see how their head-to-heads had gone when they were rivals in the Northern Premier League, and it's pretty hard to split them. It's kind of even, the record against each other. Barwell did beat Buxton 2-1 at home when they met in the league there last season. Buxton go there in slightly better form, though. They've won three in a row to climb the table. They're up to fifth.
Now, Simo, I'm not just saying this because you're on. It's always an absolute joy to have you on the show as one of our pundits, because you really do go that extra mile. And dear listener, he got in touch with me earlier and said, are we covering every fixture, including Bramford Athletic against Spalding United? And I said, yes. And so, Simo, what have you learnt about Bramford Athletic in those 10 minutes?
I know, yeah. I thought my heart sank a little bit when you replied, but hey-ho. I've learned that Bramford are having a pretty decent start to the season. They're unbeaten so far. They've already won two games to get to this stage. So they'll go into it feeling pretty good, which is in contrast to Spalding, who've not won a league game yet. And they left it very, very late to get through in the last round. They needed two penalties to turn around the game against Wellingborough to sneak through.
I've skipped one by accident, Simo. Basford United against Staveley Miners Welfare.
Staveley, quite similar to Brantham, have already won two games to get to this stage. They're currently sixth in the Northern Counties East League top flight. Their best chance may well be to get a second crack in a replay, so Basford will be favourites going into this one.
We're going to hear from Scott Dundas in a second at Chasetown. Chasetown are hosting Gainsborough Trinity. On paper, you're going to have to say Gainsborough Trinity are favourites going into this one in a big way. But stranger things have happened, especially when you do a sprinkling of Scott Dundas in the FA Cup.
Well, yeah, this is kind of storylines galore, this one as well, because Gainsborough are managed by Lee Sinnott now, who you've already spoken to this season. And he was in charge at Port Vale when Chasetown famously knocked out Port Vale back in 2007-2008 season, and that run they had to the third round. Well, they beat Port Vale along the way, and Lee Sinnott was the manager, so he'll be super motivated to get one over on Chasetown this weekend. They obviously go there in really good form. Chasetown have had a really slow start, actually, in the league, haven't they? I had a look this morning. They've only got 1 point on the board so far, so a chance for them to kick that start their season, but they're playing one of the Northern Premier League's form teams. So, yeah, they're up against it.
So, Scott, a big thank you for joining us. We've got you on mainly to talk about the FA Cup. I mean, what's the mood in the camp going into this game this weekend?
They're excited. The lads have did well on Tuesday night, managed to get a team out. As you can imagine, it's been a horrendous start of the season as so far, injury-wise. But we're looking forward to the game. Obviously, it's going to be a tough game against Gainsborough. They've started off really well, top of the league. And, yeah, it's going to be very difficult.
I mean, you've had injuries to deal with, but we had Rob Smith on a couple of weeks ago talking about the Hensford situation. I mean, how difficult has player recruitment been at Chasetown? Has it been that big an issue?
Well, at the start of the season, I was fine. Didn't really have to go out and get many people in. Only lost a couple of lads from last season, which was very pleasing. But come into the new season and lost all my back four in the first week. And then bought replacement defenders in. Lost them. Lost my two centre-halves that I bought in on the, I think it was a Monday.
What have you done over the summer? What's under a load of ladders and kicked a load of black cats? Is that what's gone on here or what?
I'm not sure. I think the Kidsgrove game as well, one of the supporters came to me after the game and he says, I think that's the first time we've finished a game with no recognised defenders on the pitch.
Well, congratulations, that's something, I suppose.
It has centre forwards at centre half and centre mids at that right and left back, and it's just been, I don't know, just this last couple of weeks, it's just been horrendous, to be honest. It hasn't really got much better for tomorrow either, but, you know, begged, borrowed and stole some players from here, there and everywhere, and, you know, we've got a team that we can put out and then hopefully get a good surprise result.
I mean, what's the prognosis then? How long is it going to be for before you get some semblance of normality at the club?
Well, Ollie Awood, he had a double leg break for this game, so he'll be near enough all the season, I would imagine. The others are like groin strains and, as you get, you know, normal stuff, hamstrings here, there and everywhere. So only about another 2 or 3 weeks and, you know, we should be getting back to normal players playing in the normal positions, and hopefully that'll get the other lads back into their positions, and hopefully we can press on from there, really.
Now, obviously, if you're listening from a Gainsborough Trinity perspective, this all could be mind games, of course, but Scott Dundas, when it comes to the FA Cup, you've got a proven track record. I mean, there's going to be a lot of players in your squad who want to cement a place and put their name down, I suppose, for the season to come. Now they've got this opportunity to be playing. I mean, what's this game going to mean for the club tomorrow for the season to come, essentially?
Yeah, well, it's massive, and you know, everybody says it, even more so this time. I've only got told on, well, last night at training that the prize money's doubled this year. So that's a massive thing for the chairman and the club, and especially for a club like ourselves. But an FA Cup run can just make your season, really. You know, if you get from our level, I always think, like, you know, second, third qualifying round is where you should be getting to, really. And any further is a massive bonus. But, you know, the luck we've had and the luck of the draw, it's going to be difficult to get to there. But like I say, with the lads that are coming in, like you've just said, to give a try and put their names forward for regular starting places. So that'll be something that they can grab onto, and be a few surprises in there for us as well.
And obviously, it is all backs against the wall kind of thing tomorrow. So are you expecting a good atmosphere at the Scholars Ground?
Yeah, we will. We'll do everything right that we can do. We'll prepare the lads right. We had them all there last night who I know that I've got tomorrow, albeit you won't believe it, we're shaping up and one of the lads come off with a spectacular broken nose.
No! It's just a broken nose. He was probably ugly to begin with. He'll be
right.
Fine. Yeah,
ugly enough anyway. He'll be all right. But no, the lads will, you know, they're up for it. We'll do what we have to do, and hopefully we can surprise Gainsborough somehow.
That was, oh, Scott, seriously, you're the 20th interview I've done this week. This has been my favourite one. Thank you.
No worries, mate. No worries.
And Cleethorpes Town against Walsall Wood. Now, where's Walsall Wood? Is it in Walsall?
Yeah, they play in the Midlands League, about halfway up it after the games have played so far. Cleethorpes, they've had a slow start as well, haven't they?
They have, but I think Division 1 East is that it's a weird one this season.
Yeah.
Because it's a bit of a free-for-all, I think.
Yeah, it's not settled down at all yet. So they've not won a game yet, so they'll be looking quite timely to... Well, they've won a game in the FA Cup, they've won a game in the league. They needed a replay to get past Loughborough, so they'll be hoping that, again... Similar to a couple of others I mentioned, that a home win in the FA Cup might kickstart their season, but they just need to be a little bit careful.
This is a bad time, isn't it, for Northobe United to be travelling to Dunstan UTS? They've blown hot and cold, haven't they, Northobe? There is a good team there, isn't there?
There is. I mean, you don't beat South Shields 3-0 if you've not got some players. But that's kind of been the kind of standout of their season so far. They did get a point at Marine on the opening day as well. But yeah, it's been quite hard to read them, quite hard to predict what they're going to do. You're right, they've got an absolute nightmare of a draw, really. Dunstan unbeaten so far in the league, and they had a great win against Pontefract. North Ferriby will want to banish the ghost of last season's humiliating defeat in the FA Cup. Another 1874 reference, I'm afraid, because they knocked out North Ferriby United, who were then in the National League North last season, one of the biggest upsets in last season's competition. So they want to banish that, but then going to Dunstan, kind of like, they might be going there thinking, oh God, here we go again. So it's a really tough draw for them.
Two teams who had long evenings on Tuesday in FA Cup replays, Clitheroe against Mosley. We do hear from Dave Wilde, one of the joint managers at Mosley, on the Division 1 show this month. But Clitheroe must be absolutely shattered, isn't they?
Serves him right for blowing a 6-4 lead in injury time in the first game against Sunderland. But yeah, I mean, you thought, well, surely their chance has gone. Sunderland got all the momentum going to second round. So to be fair to Clitheroe, that's a great win to get through. Mosley doing great, aren't they?
Yeah, very good.
Third in the table, great start. And to be fair, that's a really notable win to knock out Ossett United. And they were 2-0 down in the first game to get back to 2-2 to force a replay and then beating them on penalties in midweek. So they'll be absolutely sky high with confidence. But yeah, I think it'll be a good tie, that one.
Now, we're going to be joined by Steve Cunningham shortly at Cone. Cone against Hyde United this weekend. Oh, it's...
This is one of me ties of the round, I think, this one. Cone have got off to a great start. 4 wins from 4 in the league. Cruised past Pickering Town in their first FA Cup game, and they've got home advantage this weekend.
Well, let's hear now from the manager at Cone, is Steve Cunningham. I caught up with him on Wednesday afternoon. So, Steve, a big thank you for joining us. Great result in the last round away at Pickering Town. You must have been dead pleased with that one.
Yeah, it was a fantastic performance from the lads, actually. Bit unknown to us, not played them before. Bit of a different scenario, playing at 5 o'clock on a Saturday. Felt like, you know, we were a professional football club and we were going to be on Sky, but that weren't to be. But we ended up playing at Scarborough on their 3G pitch, which probably, you know, suited us based on our performances there last year in the league against Scarborough Athletic. But lads came out the traps really early. Seems to be a habit for us at the minute, scoring early doors. I think we've scored in 4 consecutive games in the first 6 minutes. So it just set us off on a really good performance, and we saw the job through in the end and came back happy.
And admittedly, it is very early days, but Cone, like Radcliffe in Division 1 West, have had a great start to the season, 100% record. You must be dead pleased with that side of things as well.
Yeah, got to be. We're certainly not getting carried away, but when the results are coming in like they are doing for us, you've got to enjoy it. Because, you know, in football, results change very quickly. And then all of a sudden it becomes a bit of a lonely place, and, you know, football clubs can struggle. Whereas there's a real high activity at the minute in terms of, because the results are going our way, you know, crowds are up. Social media is very high. People are wanting to sponsor the club. So, yeah, it's a great place to be at the moment, obviously, off the back of the results that have come in, and to win our first 4 league games. I couldn't be more proud of the lads, especially with how young they are. You know, we're not an experienced side. We've had a revamp in the summer. We brought 10 lads in the summer, and 8 of them are under 20. So with the young side we finished the season with, It's a great start and one that we're looking to build on.
Let's park the bread and butter then to one side and get to the luxury items this season, and that's the FA Cup. Cologne against Hyde United this weekend. I mean, it's a very big occasion for the club. What does an FA Cup run mean for Cologne, and what are you expecting this weekend crowd-wise and from Hyde United, of course?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, FA Cup, FA Trophy as it is for us now, being at this standard, they mean a lot to football clubs, but based on our history and our performance in them over the last 3-4 years, we don't really count that because we've been poor, so we don't get carried away with that. But because we had a good win against Pickering, obviously fantastic check coming our way, it's given us an opportunity to go up against, obviously, a big name in non-league in Hyde. We know all about them. They're a fantastic club. I've got a lot of respect for the manager, Darren. He was a bit of a soundboard for me last year when I needed help and advice. Remained very good friends, even though they've jumped up a league. The fans are brilliant. I'm pretty certain they'll come in numbers. So what that then means to us is on a Saturday, where we're maybe getting 250, 300, the crowd might be 450, 500 on Saturday, because they get a good following as well. And then obviously it's all the expenses that come with that, you know, and that's what's great for the football club. In terms of a team, we know what they're about. They've strengthened, obviously, in the summer. Recently just brought in as well Greaves, centre-forward, obviously, from FC, and Mulholland on loan. And I know them players. I went to watch Hyde last night as well at Nantwich. You know, I like to think that I'm busy and that I go out and try and find any small margin I possibly can to try and get a result. And I've come away and, you know, they're a good side. They went up, rightly so, last year as one of the best sides. But we certainly don't fear them. We're looking forward to it, to be honest. I think the way that we've started our campaign, we're full of confidence. There's no reason to fear them. And I think it'll be a great spectacle for a football neutral on Saturday.
So Steve Cunningham joining us there from Cologne. Cologne against Hyde United this weekend. And the best named team in the whole competition, Great Wakering Rovers. It sounds like they've substituted a swear word there in the middle. they're taking on our very own Wishbet Town. What do you know about Great Wakering Rovers?
Not a great deal, other
thanks
than they
for
have
joining us, Simo.
Yeah, fantastic. they're at halfway in the Isthmian League North, similar to Wisbech, who are halfway in the Northern Premier League's East Division. So they're two teams kind of scratching around for a bit of form. I have absolutely no idea what's going to happen in this one.
Great stuff. obviously, earlier we heard from Steve Burr at Stafford Rangers. They're travelling to Grimsby Borough this weekend. Guysborough Town against Farsley Celtic. Farsley Celtic obviously had a bit of a ding-dong midweek against Gainsborough Trinity. But you'd expect Farsley to get through this one.
Yes, I definitely would. People might look at it and say, hang on, Farsley are 15th, what's happened there? But they've had an absolutely horrendous fixture list to start the season. I mean, they've done well to pick up the points that they have, because they've played Warrington, South Shields, Basford and Gainsborough in their first five games. So, yes, they may well be 15th, but they have picked up a couple of wins in that list. And like you say, had a good draw with Gainsborough in midweek to stop Gainsborough's winning run. So I don't think there's anything necessarily wrong at all.
Good news, everyone. We're up to the letter K. And it's Knaresborough Town against Kendal Town. And where's Knaresborough? Sorry, I do apologise.
You expect me to have the answer now? I don't know either. Oh, no, that's
it's
terrible.
It's not as bad as that time. It was an Indian restaurant.
I know, we're going to get to them in a minute. Kendal, well, they've had a little bit of everything so far. They've won two and lost two, so their season's not really settled down. They've only scored four goals, though, so they'll be looking to improve on that. If they get a replay and get them back up to Cumbria, they'll fancy getting through.
Tom Baker at Trafford will be joining us shortly. The potential for an upset here is large, except Lancaster got point midweek, so that offers a glimmer of hope for Phil Brown's side. Lancaster against Trafford this weekend at the Giant Axemo.
Yeah, they'll be mighty relieved because they lost first five games. You're thinking, what's going to happen here? So it's a good point as well against a Vamba Bridge team that we mentioned earlier that are in decent nick on their first season in the Premier Division, so that will help. Trafford, they've had a bit of a weird start as well, haven't they? Beat Prescott on the opening day, which is a fantastic win, avenging last season's defeat in the playoffs. And then a good win against Darwin in the FA Cup. But they've lost three straight in the league since that win against Prescott. So they don't go there in the best form to cause an upset. But obviously, they're going to find a team that's low on confidence because they've not won a game yet. So slightly more difficult to predict. But yeah, Trafford will still fancy, I think, even though they've had a bit of a mixed start to the season.
Well, let's hear now from the man himself at Trafford, manager Tom Baker. I caught up with him on Wednesday afternoon. So, Tom, a big thank you for joining us. Just before we get to the Lancaster match, then, just to talk about quickly about the league form, because it's been not been the best of starts for Trafford.
Do we have to?
Yeah, I was going to say, it's not been the best of starts for Trafford, but that said, no. you have played Radcliffe, you have played Runcorn, and you have played Kidsgrove, who've all had good starts this season. So where do you see where Trafford are compared to where you'd like to see Trafford being in this opening gambit of the season?
In all honesty, mate, it has been a struggling start. I don't know why. It's becoming notorious, really, with us. You know, this is my fourth season at Trafford now, and you know, I can pretty much go on record and say that the previous three we've had poor starts in every single one. Obviously, last year we had an extremely poor start. I think we had one win in the first 10, which was unbelievable, really, for the quality of squad that we had. We got in playoffs, which was, again, you know, some achievement considering the start that we had. And we've done everything in the summer. We've looked at a lot of things. The preparation that we do is meticulous, and the way we plan our pre-season and the games that we have, you know, we've looked at trying to get a really good start. So I have no idea what it is, but, I can't lie. We're starting to have a reputation of starting the season poorly, and I can't put my finger on what it is. I don't know. We seem to have fantastic pre-seasons. We had an unbelievable pre-season this year where, you know, we were beating the likes of, you know, we beat Scarborough 3-0 at home, we beat Charlie at home, Ashton at home. We beat some top sides. I know it's only pre-season, but it's still a game of football at the end of the day. And then we've just not started well. Got off to a win first game against Prescott, which was nice, being the team that knocks out of the playoffs. Should have probably, if I'm being honest, we should have beat Kidsgrove away. We did more than enough to win the game. Didn't, got sucker punched a little bit. And then sort of the Radcliffe game was a bit of a knock on from that. It was one of them freak games. And I don't know, we need to get going, and we need to get going quick. But I've been in this situation before, for example, exactly 12 months ago. So I'm not going to panic about it. I know the way football can change around literally one week to the next. But don't get me wrong, in an ideal world, every manager would want a good start to the season. And I know we're so much better than one win from four league games. We're so much better than that. We really are, mate.
You've got Mosley coming up in a couple of weeks, haven't you, as well? So it's the games are, they've not been nice to you. I'm going to suggest the fixture gods not be nice to you. It's very early days, like you say, but that does mean we can now leave the league to one side and talk about the good stuff, the FA Cup, a nice trip up to Lancaster City. They got their first point on Tuesday night. You talked about Darwin being a banana skin. Your Lancaster City's banana skin. What are you expecting?
I'm expecting a really tough game. I think, obviously, the fact that Lancaster have had a poor start to the season. Like you said, they've only picked up 1 point so far. I think that actually makes the game tougher for us because they'll see it as a sort of a break from the league and an opportunity against a team from the division below to build some confidence and some spirit in obviously getting through to the next round of the FA Cup. So I expect a really, really tough game. Always a difficult place to go. Two teams, like I say, you know, struggling a little bit in terms of league form, but both are going to be so desperate to get into the next round. So I think it'll be a tight game. And, you know, listen, there'd have been kinder draws for us than drawing someone in the league above. But it is what it is. Like you say, it's the FA Cup and you know, we've got a job to do, and that's what we're going to try and do.
Tom Baker there, manager at Trafford, Lancaster City against Trafford this weekend. On the Division 1 show, we will be catching up with Spencer Fearn at Frickley Athletic. Frickley Athletic this weekend travel the short distance to take on Maltby Main. They've got a track record, haven't they, of beating NPL sides. I've mentioned Maltby Main several times on the show over the years.
Yeah, and they beat Runcorn Linnets in last round away from home, which was a great win. So I think that Frickley are going to find them more formidable opponents than they found Liversedge in the last round.
Is an intriguing one. Marine against Scarborough Athletic. East Coast against West Coast. And Tommy Lawson obviously left the club. And we send our best wishes to Tommy. He's back soon. But new management bounce, maybe? A caretaker manager bounce? Tricky one for Scarborough?
Yeah, the answer is yes. I mean, I saw Marine on Tuesday when they came over to Wincheon Park to play Witton, and they went away with a point after a 0-0 draw, and they thoroughly deserved it. And in fact, in the last 10-15 minutes, they looked more likely to win the game. I think this will be a more difficult game than it might have been 10 days ago for Scarborough. And Marine have got something to build on after that draw in midweek.
Looking like a good tie as well at Causeway Lane. Matlock Town against Hales Owen Town. Obviously, we hope Matlock win. No doubt about this. but it's a tricky one for Matlock, this one.
It is. More kind of NPL gold here. like the Barwell and Buxton game, I had a little look to go and see how they've got on in the past. They're very similar to that one. They've kind of very, very even record over the years. So not a lot to go on in previous trips from Hales Owen to Matlock. Matlock, well, they had that eye-catching win on the opening day against Lancaster, but have not really done much since, have they? In fact, they go into this game in quite poor form. They've lost the last three games and conceded 10 goals. Hales Owen still adjusting to life in new surroundings in this newly created Southern League Premier Central Division. They've only won one game.
Mickleover Sports, also, I'd imagine, are looking for a bit of a kickstart. They're taking on Howmond, I did this joke last week, I'm going to carry on. Howmond.
Yeah. Huffen. Yeah. Yeah. Mickleover will be glad to have home advantage. They've had a mixed start. They've had one or two difficult games in that start. They have lost the last two, though, against Buxton and Grantham. But as we've mentioned already in this preview, they're two teams that are upwardly mobile and in good form at the moment. So Mickleover will want to get back to winning ways.
Nantwich Town against Worksop Town. Obviously, Worksop Town, old friends of ours. On the way back. Just a tricky one, that one for Nantwich, given this is a midweek as well.
Yeah, this is a really tricky game. Worksop are enjoying themselves in FA competitions this season. They've won two games in the FA Cup, one in the FA Vars as well. So I had a little look. They've already well on the way to banking $6,000 in prize money alone. They've won their league games that they've played as well, so they're doing okay in the Northern Counties East League. So this is a really difficult game for Nantwich, who have tailed off slightly after a good start. They picked up 7 points in the first three games.
Local derby up in the north as Newcastle Benfield hosts Workington, who are travelling just the mere 500 miles to go. but it's we all know about the Northern League. Let's just get the cliches out of the way.
We do. Newcastle Benfield have had a poor start in the league, but they have saved their better results for the FA Cup. They knocked out Stockton Town, who got to the FA Vars final. Workington, they've really not hit the ground running at all, have they? They've lost every away game so far, which would be slightly concerning considering they're going away to Newcastle. They're still favourites, but they're a little bit out of sorts, so they just need to be careful.
Another derby, this one's kind of genuine. Radcliffe FC against Stalybridge Celtic. We're obviously at Stainton Park on Saturday, but there's something going on at Radcliffe, and Stalybridge should be wary.
It's in a way that one of the worst possible draws that Stalybridge could have got, really. It reminds me a little bit of last season when Witten drew South Shields and you were kind of like, oh, this couldn't maybe have been a worst possible draw. Radcliffe absolutely flying, top of the league. Great win in the last round to get through as well. I've got home advantage this weekend. You could almost talk yourself into saying that the lower ranked team are favourites there. Stalybridge have had an okay start to the season. Actually, they're about halfway in the Northern Premier League's top flight, but this is a real, real tough game for them.
And we've got Romulus against Belper Town. Romulus, of course, formerly of this parish. Belper Town, very much of this parish. And with Grant Black in charge, surely with his FA Cup track record, Belper's nailed on this.
Yeah, he'd like to think so. They had a good win, didn't they, against Lincoln United in the last round. He spoke to Grant Black before that, if I remember rightly. They will be favourites to beat Romulus. Yeah, I think you're right there.
South Shields against Garforth Town. It's an interesting one with South Shields, isn't it? It's like if there's a club who could really capitalise on an FA Cup run, it's South Shields, isn't it?
Yeah, and they did last season. They just nearly made it to the first round, bowing out to Hartlepool, if you remember, in the fourth qualifying round last year. That again, in a great run that they have, which incorporated that win against Witten along the way. They had more notable ones to beat Darlington and York City as well. So a fantastic run last year.
Whitley Bay against Whitby Town on Saturday afternoon. And again, we all know about the Northern League, but if anyone knows about the Northern League, it's Whitby Town.
Whitby have also been much better so far this season away from home, so that will make them feel good going over to play Whitley Bay. You've had a bit of a mixed start in the Northern League, about halfway in the Northern League's top flight. So, yeah, I back Whitby here. They've had an OK start.
And on Sunday afternoon, there's ASC Mansfield against Stourport Swifts, who sounds like a rugby union team, if I'm being honest. But there we go, ASC Mansfield against Stourport Swifts. What were we expecting?
Manchester will be glad to have home advantage in that one, which I think makes them slight favourites. I haven't got a massive amount more than that. Stour, but they're neighbours of Stour Bridge, aren't they?
Really? Is that? Oh, right, okay. Right, anyway, two games that you've should have in-depth knowledge about.
Yeah.
Warrington Town against Burscoe, firstly. We had Paul Carden on earlier. What do you think for this one?
I think that Warrington will be mighty relieved that they've got a home draw because I've seen Burscoe this season and I've sort of seen Burscoe play 1874 Northwich in an earlier round at home, and they are possibly the worst pitch I've ever seen doing this job in the past 10-12 years or so. There's all sorts of backstory to that and issues with the landlords and stuff, and it's a real shame in a way because Victoria Park's a proper kind of old school non-league ground. Setting that aside, Burscoe have had some really good results. In fact, they're kind of the mid-Cheshire giant killers because they've knocked out 1874 Northwich and Northwich Victoria to reach this stage. They've also saved all their best performances for knockout competitions because they had a brilliant run in the FA Vars last weekend as well, which actually contrasts really starkly with a pretty poor start to the season in the North West Counties League. So you're not quite sure what you're going to get from Burscoe this weekend. However, there's good storylines in that Mark Beasley, the assistant manager at Yellows, is a former Burscoe player and manager, so he'll have some insight on what his side are up against. Warrington are like an engine kind of purring into life, aren't they? They've picked up in the past 7 to 10 days or so. They made a lot of signings, a lot of people to bed in, and it just started to feel like that's coming together quite nicely for them. That was a good win against Workington in midweek, and it followed up an even better win against North Ferriby at the weekend. So they are favourites. But yeah, like I say, Burscoe won't make it easy for them.
And finally, it's bread and butter, Simo. It's Witton Albion against Botsford Town.
Yeah. Who, you know, I have to confess, I had to Google them when the draw came out. Witton will be glad to have home advantage, although they face opponents that again are enjoying themselves in cup competitions. They've won two games to get this far. They had a good win, a late win in an FA Vars replay last night. So they'll be chipper. They'll be massive underdogs, and they come up against a Witton team that's had a not a great week, frankly. Lost 2-0 at Bamber Bridge last weekend. They played quite well in that game, but conceded two goals in quick succession, and it gave them a lot to do to get back into the game. They did make a good fist of it, but then they followed back with probably their worst performance of the season so far in a 0-0 draw against Marine. As I mentioned earlier, that's partly because of the way that Marine played and Marine improved, but Witton looked really short of ideas, really short of spark on Tuesday. And Carl McCauley said to me after the game that absolutely he expects them to be much better this weekend. And also, because they lost at the first attempt last season when they had that really tough draw against South Shields, they're really keen to have a little run in the FA Cup if they can this season. So they want to get off to a good start by knocking out lower-ranked opponents. And they are favourites, of course. But, yeah, they will need to play better than they did on Tuesday, or they risk having a long afternoon.
Well, Andrew Simpson from the Mid-Cheshire Guardian, a job well done, my friend. Super.
Can I lie down now?
Everyone get up at home. Applaud. Applaud him. Even if you're on the tram or the bus, get up. Simo, great job, mate. Really well played. And just before you go, just a quick plug for your work and match reports and that kind of thing for Mid-Cheshire and beyond.
Yeah, northwichguardian.co.uk. I'm covering most Witton games this season at home and away. If you want to keep an eye on how they're doing, or if your team is coming up against Witton, I'll invariably will be at that game. And on social media, Simo_on_sport.
And a big thank you to Andrew Simpson from the Mid-Cheshire Guardian for joining us on this week's show. And that is the end for this week's edition of the Evo Stick NPL show. A big thank you to all our guests for joining us this week. And a special thanks to the media team at South Shields for allowing us access to that Graham Fenton interview earlier in the show. A big good luck to everyone in FA Cup action this weekend. Even if you're playing one another, we hope that you all make it through to the next round. You can keep abreast of all the latest goings-on from the world of the Northern Premier League by visiting the website evostickleague.co.uk. You can also follow this show on Twitter. That's @NPLshow. But I've been Ben, and wherever you're going this weekend to cheer on your Evo Stick Northern Premier League side, make sure that you have fun. Bye-bye.
Fantastically decent, this Sticks Light from Evo Stick.
Yeah, it's incredibly strong.
And it even works on wet surfaces. Pretty impressive.
Did I tell you my lad's playing in the Evo Stick League this year?
The Evo Stick League?
Yeah, Evo Stick are the new sponsors of the Northern Premier League.
What position does your lad play?
Goalie.
You'd better put some Sticks Light on his gloves then.
Especially when it's wet.
Sticks Light adhesive from Evo Stick. Proud sponsors of the Evo Stick League. For details of your nearest stockist, search the App Store on your iPhone for the new Evo Stick app.